I know you were skeptical when we first talked about chastity. I had never done it before, and I had quite a bit to learn. You had so many stories of disappointment because all those other girls had always been doing it for you. They cared about making you happy, which is sweet, I know, but not really what you need, is it? They never quite understood that unless it made them happy, it was never going to work. They'd always give in. They'd always unlock you when you asked. I know you were worried when I told you my rule, too. But you were willing to give in and give it a try, and, well, I'm glad you did. I told you when you asked me to lock your cock away that all I ever needed was one good reason to unlock you. Just one. But it had to be a good reason. You remember, right? Something that makes me want to unlock you. And you told me that's what you wanted, what you needed, and you were afraid I'd be too soft or give in too fast. Remember? You were so eager to get that little cage on your cock that you didn't stop to think about what that really meant, did you? No, you didn't stop to think that all those things that sound like good reasons to you might not sound like good reasons to me. So when you tell me that you need to come, you're now learning that I just don't think that's a very good reason. I really don't, because, well, I just don't care if you come or not. So your complaining about it is really just a nuisance to me. And I'll let me let you in on a little secret here. You're begging, you're pleading your desperation. They turn me on. They get me wet. They get me excited. So why would I ever want to put an end to that? And it really does make it hard to trust you. What was it? 2 weeks ago? Three, when you started telling me you needed to come? Well, clearly that wasn't true, because you're still here all locked up for me, and every day I keep teasing you and making it worse. And I'm going to keep making it worse. Because you really don't need to come. You just want to. And what you want, that isn't really a good reason. I mean, we all want things. It doesn't mean we get them, right? It's good to want things. It's good to feel needy and desperate. And when I don't let you come, you get so attentive, so obedient, so compliant. You'll say yes to just about anything, won't you? I like that. I like how it changes you, how it makes you think about me all the time. So why would I possibly give that up? So let's see, what else was it that you said? Oh, but it hurts. So let's see, when exactly does it hurt? When you try to get hard in it? When you wake up in the morning after having a dirty dream? When you can't resist responding to my words or my touch or me indulging all those little fetishes you have? Poor baby. But that really doesn't sound like a very good reason now, does it? It sounds like a problem with your self-control. Why should I have to take your cage off simply because you can't stop that cock of yours from trying to get hard? That really does sound like a you problem. You know, if there was a real emergency, I would unlock you. You know that, right? But I just don't see any real problem here. In fact, you should probably thank me for helping you learn self-control. It's a valuable life skill, you know. If it feels like I'm punishing you, well, I'm really not. It's more like you're punishing yourself. And you told me when we started that you really needed someone to be able to say no to you. I told you that wouldn't be a problem. Did you think I was kidding? So let's see, needing to come, really not so much of a reason. It hurts so much when I get hard. No, not really something I can do anything about, and certainly not a reason to unlock you. So what else? Oh, right. You want to use your cock to make me feel, what was it you said? So good. But we already anticipated this, didn't we? I mean, it was probably my biggest concern, and you are absolutely right. It would have been a very good reason. My pleasure, that is a very good reason. But we took care of that little problem. You really are your worst enemy, aren't you? What was it you said exactly? You could make me your cuck? I could hardly believe it when you said it, and it was really sweet, actually. I wasn't sure what to make of it at first, I wasn't, but I understand so much better now. But you understood, didn't you? That would be a very good reason for me to unlock you. Even if it was all about me, it would make it too easy, wouldn't it? I see that now. You know me so well. You really do. I wonder if you knew that letting me fuck other men would just make me love you even more. I've grown addicted to keeping you denied, keeping you caged, owning your cock. I like seeing you ache for me, throb for me. I love teasing you. I love the look on your face when you struggle to not get hard, knowing there's just no way that you can stop it. I love how you look into my eyes, and when you do, I see your love for me, too. When I feel another man inside me, I'm thinking of you. When he fucks me and stretches me the way you used to, I'm thinking of you. When he holds my arms down and presses his lips to mine, sending waves of pleasure through my body and my mind, I am thinking of you. He can touch me anywhere he likes, and he does. He touches me everywhere, except for one place, my heart. Because that belongs to you. When you watch me get ready for my dates, I can see your cock straining in its cage. I know it excites you. Seeing me in the lingerie you love, that I used to wear for you. Watching me press my lipstick to my lips, knowing that they'll be kissing someone else. Putting on the dress that you know is going to make someone else want to fuck me. At first, I was conflicted. Causing you pain was never something that appealed to me. But it isn't really pain, is it? It's desire, longing, aching, desperation. And I know that that feels like love to you, doesn't it? And now it feels like love to me, too. When I walk out the door and you look at me, wanting me, wishing I would stay in and spend the night with you, like I was going to be doing with another man, I drink it in. Because I can feel it in my heart. It is part of what we promised to each other. That we would honor your need to be denied, and that we would honor my need to be satisfied. When I come home to you, as I always do, filled with another man's cum, I love how you clean me, care for me. I know a part of you finds it hard seeing me this way, used, cum drunk, satisfied by someone else. Oh, but you are so tender and so loving, and the cage never lies, does it? I watch you swell, ache, squirm. I know. You long to be inside me again. And when I tell you it isn't for you anymore, I know it hurts. But I also know you need it to hurt, don't you? And much to my delight, I've learned that I enjoy hurting you that way too. When you clean me with your mouth, I know how humiliating it is for you to taste another man's cum. But I also watch how loving you are with your touch and your kisses, and how attentive you are to making sure I feel cared for and loved. So when you tell me you want to please me, as reasons go, well, we both know it really isn't a very good one. You made sure of that, didn't you? there are so many other ways for you to please me too. You've gotten very good with your tongue, and I know I can have it any time I want. And I've gotten very good with my Hitachi. I love letting you watch me pleasure myself, and now I come so hard. Seeing you watch and knowing how it torments you, oh, drives me so crazy. Every morning I love having you wake me up with your head between my legs, starting my day with an orgasm knowing you won't be having one. It's a nice little ritual, isn't it? Because I understand. I've always understood this is about my pleasure, not yours. It may have started that way, but I'm no longer doing this for you. I'm doing it for us. When you gave that up for me, when you sacrifice and when you suffer, it's your way of saying I love you. And when I deny you and tease you and watch you ache and suffer for me, that's my way of saying the same. And I do love you. And part of the way I show you that love is by keeping our promise. And I do promise I will unlock you when there is one good reason. But there is only one good reason, really. Because I decide it's time. And that's something that's completely out of your control. And I have decided today. And today, once again, the answer is no.